Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Young Cho kicks off this special edition Windows Azure series as he covers the basics of cloud computing and how this recent release will greatly impact IT pros. Tune in as he explains the infrastructure as a service model and how this new functionality within Azure will allow for full control and management of your virtual machine and networking environment. Young, the mic is yours.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. This is Yang Cho, I'm your host. I'm a technology evangelist at Microsoft. Today we have a very exciting topic. Windows Azure is what we're going to talk about. And so sit tight and let's get started. All right, when it comes to Windows Azure, first I want to show you this the spectrum in cloud computing. If you take a look at what's happening out there, about 3-4 years ago, we started this massive virtualization of our data center. And that's where we started, you know, because virtualization is the key enabling technology for cloud computing. And so once we have our data center virtualized, the next natural progression is to start implementing or start progressing into the cloud computing. Now, for cloud computing, there's three ways to deliver that. And I have talked this in many times. And we are all familiar with that. They are IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, right? Now, IaaS stands for Infrastructure as a Service, PaaS, Platform as a Service, and SaaS, Software as a Service. Now, these terms are really very important to have a really precise understanding of it and be able to explain it and articulate it in a very surgical way. As I have explained many times, service is the key concept here. What is a service in cloud computing? Service means capacity on demand, or you can abbreviate it as just on demand. So infrastructure as a service means infrastructure available on demand. And what's infrastructure? For IT pros, that means servers, right? And in the context of cloud computing, everything is virtualized. So what do we deploy? We deploy virtual machines. So infrastructure as a service, that means you can deploy virtual machine on demand. In other words, you can provision your infrastructure by deploying virtual machine on demand. That's what IaaS means. That's one of the delivery methods in cloud computing. PaaS, P means platform. What is a platform? Platform is your API, is your DLL, is your runtime environment. So platform as a service means you can deliver a runtime environment on demand. That's what PaaS means, right? And so to develop a runtime, you will need to provide basically your OS. So in other words, platform as a service, in fact, you actually provide a cloud OS, right? And readily available such that application can run in this runtime environment on demand. Which brings us to the next concept is the SaaS. SaaS means software available on demand. Software is the application. So in other words, in cloud computing, this SaaS method means the application can be available on demand. And all these three methods are available in cloud computing, depends on what's your delivery method. Specific for Windows Azure, we cover IaaS and PaaS, which I'm going to explain more. But when it comes to Windows Azure, the beauty of it is if you use Windows Azure to deploy your environment either through IaaS or PaaS, you don't need to own any hardware. You basically just need to have access to the internet in this case, and then you can access your subscription. And from based upon your service level agreement associated with this subscription, then you can deploy either with the PaaS or IaaS into the cloud computing world. So it is something that we should all think about it, experiment it, and try it, and master it, because this is the future, and the future is now. All right, this is another chart that I have shown many times. It basically lays out, if you do on-premise computing, these are the components that you have control. You basically deploy your environment, you deploy OS, and then you configure your runtime environment, and then you deploy your application. But if you're doing cloud computing, you are either doing IaaS, PaaS, or SaaS, and depends on which method that you deliver. That as a service provider, you control certain components. As a consumer, you have access to certain components. For instance, if you're doing IaaS, then anything above virtualization layer, that the consumer has control over it, and anything below virtualization layer, the service provider is responsible for it. The same thing with the PaaS, anything above the runtime environment, because PaaS provides you with the runtime from service provider. So as a consumer, when you consume PaaS, you have a control over data and application, which is what Windows PaaS model is. So for PaaS model, the consumer, they have control over the data and application. An IT or a service provider, you provide up to the runtime environment. So by looking at this chart, there's really massive information in this chart. For instance, every individual component here is a security opportunity. In other words, if you want to secure, for instance, your PaaS platform, as a service provider, you have the opportunity to secure it at the network layer, storage layer, server layer, virtualization layer, your OS, your middleware, your API, your runtime, your DLL. That's all the opportunities for service provider. If you are a consumer, you consume this runtime environment, your opportunity to secure your application and data are right here. In other words, you do have the opportunity to encrypt your data if you want to in the PaaS model, right? At the same time, the service provider may have already encrypted at the network layer, at the OS layer, right? At the different layer that has provided some security measure already. But as a consumer, you do have your chance to secure it at the application and data layer. So that's your PaaS model. Let's take a look at in terms of the conceptually, how do we operate in a PaaS Windows Azure as a solution? So in the cloud, Microsoft Data Center has a massive storage and computing power out there in the cloud. And you as a subscriber, once you subscribe to Windows Azure, you get a subscription account and you have access to the web portal, which is we call a management portal. That's your interface for you to basically talk to what's in the cloud. You can also use API to automatically your tasks if you want to. But here, let me go through a scenario. If you subscribe Windows Azure and you deliver in PaaS model, basically you are giving a runtime environment. So you will develop your application using Visual Studio, you do your .NET services, and you use Windows Azure Development Toolkit, and then you use the template to develop a cloud project. And at the end of it, you will get two files, which are a configuration file and also your code. In that case, we call it a model and a service. Service is your bits, it's your application code. Model is your configuration. So your a cloud application, once you finish development, it comes with two files. One is the configuration file, which tells me how many instances I should have, what kind of connection configuration I have, do I encrypt the password or not, where is my what is my connection string, and so on. And you also have your application code, which is in the service module. So basically, when developer finish developing cloud application, they provide these two modules to the cloud administrator. The cloud administrator will have access to the web portal, which is the production. And so basically what the cloud administrator will do is, I'm running the scenario using the interactive web portal. So you will basically log in and upload these two modules, right? And now in the cloud, in Microsoft Data Center, everything is managed by this logical construct we call Fabric Controller. Basically, it's like the data center owner. It owns everything. It knows everything. It owns all the hardware, the software, and the instance, right? So once you upgrade to the web portal, the Fabric Controller will look at your configuration, understand that, okay, your application will start it with a 3 instance, will have this much storage and this kind of specification. Then it will go ahead and based upon your configuration and deploy the instance. Now the instance here, because it's a PaaS model, so this is your application. Now individual instance, they are running basically in a virtual machine. So here we deploy 3 instance for you based upon your configuration. That's how we upload your application based upon your configuration and deploy it out in the cloud. At the same time, we are also update our internal DNS. So the names resolution is managed by Windows Azure. We will automatically load balance everything for you. In fact, everything you put in the cloud automatically gets replicated, gets load balanced, and you don't need to worry about anything of it. So it's highly available. It's based upon our service level agreement, and everything is in place for you. Now, with that being said, you do need to deploy multiple instances in order for us to maintain the service level agreement with you. So all those that you need to read the service level agreement, and also in Windows Azure, read the fact, and you understand some of the restriction or some of the requirements. But once we deploy it out, here's how we can service the requests. So your customer will go through the URL, coming in to hit our load balancer, and once we recognize the URL, we'll redirect into our Microsoft data center and to find your service. And if we do need to access a storage account for your application, we will do that on your behalf. And that's how we serve the HTTP request. If you need to spin up more instance, for instance, you recognize that you have a business opportunity and you need additional capacity, you can use web portal or you can use API to programmatically do that. Here I'm showing you use web portal. You simply indicate how many instances you want to increase, and then we will spin up the instance based upon whatever you specified. If you do, the same time, if you want to scale it down, you can do the same thing. Simply reduce the instance and we will get rid of those instances for you. All this are on your behalf. If for whatever the reason some of the services are experiencing outage, now based upon your configuration, if your configuration saying, you know, I require 5 instances running at all time, Fabric Controller monitoring the system will automatically spin off another instance for you to fulfill whatever the specification that you define. So that's how this PaaS model works. And basically, once you deploy your application into the PaaS world, because the runtime environment is available on demand, then your application running in the runtime environment becomes available on demand. In other words, you deploy your application into PaaS, and then your application will be delivered as SaaS. I hope that makes sense to you. But that's how the PaaS works. Now let's take a moment to look at how IaaS work. All right, so we're back to this chart again. And now for IaaS, this is where IaaS is delivered. In other words, anything above virtualization is the consumer's responsibility. And there's a couple of things here. Now in Windows Azure, there's actually 2 ways to consume the IaaS solution. One is you can actually configure your own VHD. Remember, everything is virtualized. So basically here is a virtual machine. So you can actually configure your own VHD, right? Build your own VHD file and upload the entire VHD into Windows Azure. And that is called VM mode, right? And there's a different operation model, and that is one of them is allows you to really upload a customized virtual machine into Windows Azure, and you can run it in Windows Azure's environment. Now that particular one is for you to backward compatibility. Let's say you have some application that's running on site today, and maybe you want to build a test environment in the cloud, or you want to migrate into the cloud. And that particular application is a legacy application. It requires very specific runtime environment, which Windows Azure in PaaS does not provide you. And also you don't want to recode your application or whatever. You just want to put the entire application into the cloud. In that case, you can virtualize it, right? And this allows you to basically put your entire runtime environment into the cloud. This is also for those applications that perhaps when you configure it, when it starts, it takes a long time. So if you using PaaS, that may be less predictable. So with your own runtime environment, and you can customize and automate a lot of things for that. And so when you have control of the entire virtual machine, that it's much more predictable. So that's also for that. And that actually is still in beta. The VM mode is still in beta. There's another one that's coming out. It's called Virtual Machine, the Windows Azure Virtual Machine, which you actually create this entire virtual machine in the cloud, right? Which in upcoming episode, I'll show you how to do that. It's so easy, you won't believe it, right? You basically click, 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 and you deploy a virtual machine in minutes with very sophisticated runtime environment. You could have a database there. It's a very exciting story to tell. But basically, this is the IaaS, and what we do need to remember is IaaS, the consumer, has the control of the entire runtime environment, basically anything above OS, right, that you have control over it, as opposed to PaaS, the consumer will only have control on application and data. And when we talk about cloud computing, you really need to set the context. So it depends, are you a consumer or you're a service provider? For enterprise IT, sometimes we play different roles at different time, right? When you talk with your customer, you may be a service provider, but at the same time, you may be also a consumer that consuming some services. So it's important to set the context so we know where is the boundary. And so when we communicate, we can be more specific and more precise. So that is your Windows Azure IaaS model. All right, so that's the two model that Windows Azure deliver, PaaS and IaaS, right? IaaS is infrastructure as a service, and PaaS is a platform as a service. IaaS allows you to upload the entire virtual machine or create the entire virtual machine in the cloud. PaaS allows you to create your application, then upload your application and deploy to Windows Azure environment. So that's the two models right there. Now let's take a look at how you can get access to Windows Azure and also start your own application and maybe build your own infrastructure all free. Yes, all free. Okay, so what you can do is you can come to aka.mswa trial, Windows Azure trial, and sign up your 90-day free trial for Windows Azure. And I'm telling you, don't you miss the opportunity. This is a great opportunity for you to learn Windows Azure, become really proficient in cloud computing. You have the opportunity to spin off your website, to deploy infrastructure in the cloud, and do some pretty amazing and crazy stuff. All right, so sign up Windows Azure 90-day trial. Once you have that, then we can get into Windows Azure portal and start a deploying application or create instance, which is I'm going to show you next. All right, once you sign up Windows Azure, from the email it will tell you here's your subscription, here's how you can get in. And so basically you go to a URL, which is management portal, and you authenticate in. Once you authenticate in, this is the new portal, new Windows Azure portal. You will be presented with this interface. Now, first time when you come in, there will be nothing there. So everything will be 000 all the way. But you do see there's a website, virtual machine, and so on. Those are the services, if you will, that provided by Windows Azure. Now, I just want to go through quickly individual items. And in upcoming episode, we will get in more detail in terms of the operation, how you actually deploy instance or take advantage of some of the services that's provide to really enhance your business, your delivery. The first one is a website. This is a beautiful thing here. This is something that we're going to talk about in the next episode, but basically you can spin up a website, a production enterprise-like website in literally minutes, right? And so you basically click, 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 and you get a production website. It's very nice, and I think you're going to love it. This is more like SaaS. You know, if you really want to get technical, this is more like a software as a service, because basically this whole application, you don't need to do a thing. You just click, and at the end of it, you have a web application that's ready for you. Virtual machine, this is where this IaaS solution that we are talking about, this enable you to deploy virtual machine in minutes. So you can deploy SQL Server, you can deploy Windows Server 2012 in minutes. I would recommend you sign up Windows Azure 90-day trial, if not already, and use this and spin off of Windows Server 2012 to self-training, right? To do self-training. It's a great, great tools, which I'm going to show you as well in the upcoming episode. Cloud services, this is your PaaS solution. This is where, remember I was telling you, when developers finish their application, they give you two files. One is the configuration file. The other is the package of their application. And you will use this cloud service to upload, to basically configure a deployment, right? So this is where the main PaaS solution interface resides. SQL databases, there's a great story about this one. This used to call SQL Azure. And it's basically your relational database in the cloud, right? And all the skill sets that the DBA, the SQL DBA developer over years, all those expertise and skill set, they are all applicable to SQL databases, right? And so to transition from your on-site SQL into SQL databases, it's totally painless, right? It's a great story here, and with a transaction database in the cloud, it just gives you so many different options and flexibility. Storage, everything in the cloud is transit, so you want to keep it persistent. You need a place to store it. So basically, this is Windows Azure storage that you will create and store your stuff, and there's also storage account, the system will create that for you, because as you deploy a website, you upload virtual machine, we need a place to store those stuff, right? And so system will, on your behalf, create some storage account for you as well. You can certainly create your own as well. So that's the storage. And in Windows Azure, there's actually Windows Azure storage, they actually have different ways to store data, like blobs, like a table, like queues. And in upcoming web episode, when we talk about the computing model, we will give you more detail in terms of how this storage works and why it is important in terms of how you manage your cost and how you configure and how you architect your solution. These are all important considerations. Networks, in this version of Windows Azure, we provide you something we call virtual networks. And it basically allows you to have your own private network in the cloud. Imagine this. When you switch your mobile phone company, you can keep your own phone number, right? So I used to be in DC, and when I was there, I have a phone number. When I moved to North Carolina, I keep the same phone number, right? And so believe it or not, next time when I move back to DC, I will still keep my same phone number. So I have the same phone number following me everywhere. In some way, you know, it's the same thing with the virtualization. So what the virtual network provides you is, for instance, you're running some server on-premise, and you're running, let's say, I don't know, 192.168 network or 10.10 or something, you know, the private network. When you move your resource to the cloud, the virtual network allows you to keep the same network, the same subnet. Sounds pretty crazy, right? It's just as if you keep your same mobile number no matter where you go, and your family can still reach you, right? Regardless you switch the service provider or what else, right? The virtual network, what it provides you is you can use your same private IP on-premise and in Windows Azure, right? So this used to be something very difficult and expensive to do, and you need very specialized skill set in order to implement the solution. Today in Windows Azure, it's just a matter of laying out your logical network, define it, and enter it into Windows Azure, and in minutes you can build your own private network. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about this in upcoming episodes. Media service, wow. it's getting more and more exciting. Media service is great feature that providing Windows Azure. This is so much to talk about this. I think I should dedicate about the next 3 months to talk about Windows Media Services. For those who are interested in this area, you should spend time. You should start early. You're going to become a leader in using Windows Azure for media services. It's a great stuff here. Finally, in the settings, this is more on certificate management. You see what happened is anything you upload to Windows Azure, if you want to do some communication with it, for instance, if you do a virtual network and you're going to set up like a tunnel, you know, a trunk between the Azure cloud and your on-premise, there's a lot of certificate exchange happening between. If you want to connect a particular workstation with some of the deployment you do, you know, all that rely on certificate exchange. So this is where you can manage your certificate, you know, which deployment use which certificates, and also in the future as you expand your private cloud into public cloud, you expand your private cloud, on-premise private cloud into Windows Azure, there's a lot of secure communication you need to manage, and this is where you can set up all your certificate here. So that's kind of a quick walkthrough in terms of all the items that services that Windows Azure provide. And the first thing you need to do is go to aka.ms/WindowsAzure trial, sign up the 90-day trial. So in next episode, we're going to start going through these individual services that Windows Azure provide and show you all the great stuff, all the amazing stuff that you can do. Right? I hope you enjoy this episode as much as I do. And I see you in the next episode, and we're going to start with the Windows website.